Battle for the Body, Chapter 8, Continued. The Example of the Early Church. The example of the early church also provides a model for our healing and deliverance ministry. The disciples were both commissioned and sent by Jesus to the healing ministry. The disciples did as they had been commissioned to do and expected Jesus to do what he promised. For example, see Acts chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, chapter 8, verses 4 through 8, chapter 28, verses 3 through 6. The disciples understood that power and authority to heal was not their own but from Christ. Acts chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, chapter 9, verses 17 through 18. Prayer was part of their healing ministry. Acts chapter 4, verses 23 through 31, chapter 9, verses 40 through 41, chapter 28, verse 8, and James chapter 5, verse 16. There was both intercessory and charismatic healing prayers. Acts chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, and James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. The disciples experienced delayed healings. Study the examples of Epaphroditus in Philippians chapter 2, verses 25 through 30, Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23, and Trophimus in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 18 through 22. Like Jesus, the disciples experienced persecution because of their healing ministry. Acts chapter 4, verses 3 and 29, chapter 5, verses 17 through 18, chapter 6, verses 9 through 15, and chapter 7, verses 1 through 60. There were various methods of healing recorded in Acts, which include laying on of hands, chapter 5, verse 12, chapter 14, verse 3, chapter 19, verse 11, and chapter 28, verse 8. Words combined with laying on of hands. Lame man, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Words combined with lifting up by hand. Lame man, chapter 3, verses 1 through 42. Paul's eyes, chapter 9, verses 36 through 43. Speaking the word, command of authority. Slave girl, chapter 16, verse 18. Lystra, cripple, chapter 14, verse 10. Prayer, Paul's eyes, chapter 9, verses 36 through 43. Publius' father, chapter 28, verses 8 through 9. Prayer clothes, chapter 19, verses 11 through 12. Shadow, chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. Embrace, chapter 19, verse 12. Surrounding, chapter 14, verses 19 through 20. No method at all, chapter 14, verses 19 through 20. Word and a command to act. Ananias, chapter 9, verses 33 through 34, Lame Man, chapter 3. Sometimes healing resulted because the sick took the initiative. Lame Man at the Temple Gate, Acts chapter 3, verse 3. Friends took the initiative. Tabitha, Acts chapter 9, verse 38. The apostles took the initiative. Peter, Ananias at Lydia, Acts chapter 9, verse 34. Paul, cripple at Lystra, Acts chapter 14, verse 9. Paul, Philippian slave girl, Acts chapter 16, verse 18. Paul, Eutychus, Acts chapter 20, verse 10. Paul, Publius' father, Acts chapter 28, verse 8. The disciples minister to individuals. Study the following chart. Individual healings by disciples. Event, healing of lame beggar. Acts, chapter 3, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 22. Type, physical. Event, Paul's eyes. Acts, chapter 9, verses 10 through 19. Chapter 22, verses 10 through 21. Type, physical. Event, Peter heals Ananias. Acts chapter 9, verses 32 through 35. Type, physical. Event, Peter heals Dorcas or Tabitha. Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 43. Type, raising dead. Event, lame man at Lystra. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 18. Type physical. Event, Paul raised at Lystra. Acts chapter 14, verses 19 through 20. Type physical. Event, slave girl at Philippi. Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 40. Type demonic. Event, Eutychus. Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. Type raising dead. Event, Paul's snake bite. Acts chapter 28, verses 3 to 6. Type physical. Event, Publius's father. Acts chapter 28, verses 8 to 9. Type physical. The disciples minister to groups. Study the following chart. Collective healings by disciples. Many wonders and signs. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. Prayer for confidence and healings. Healing signs. Acts chapter 4, verses 23 through 31. Many healed in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. Stephen performs many miracles. Acts chapter 6, verses 8 through 15. Philip heals many at Samaria. Acts chapter 8, verses 5 through 25. Paul and Barnabas work signs and wonders. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. Paul heals sick at Ephesus. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 to 12. Sick people healed at Malta. Acts chapter 28, verses 8 to 9. There were many types of illnesses healed. Study the following chart. Types of illnesses healed. Fever and bloody flux. Publius's father. Acts chapter 28, verse 8. Blindness. Paul. Acts chapter 9, verse 8. Head injury. Dead. Eutychus. Acts chapter 20, verse 9. Fatal illness. Tabitha. Acts chapter 9, verse 37. Paralysis. Ananias. Acts chapter 9, verse 33. Lameness. Many lame. Acts chapter 3, verse 2, 8, verse 7, and 14, verse 8. Demonic possession. Philippi. Chapter 16, verses 16 through 40. Snakebite. Paul. Acts chapter 28, verses 3 to 6. Many other unidentified illnesses in the crowds were also healed. Healings were sometimes performed in response to a request. Of a sick man lame, Acts chapter 3, verse 2. Of friends, Tabitha, Acts chapter 9, verse 38. Healing resulted as response to a need. Ananias the paralyzed, Acts chapter 9, verse 33. Eutychus, Acts chapter 20, verse 10. Publius's father, Acts chapter 28, verse 8. The sick on Malta, Acts chapter 28, verse 9. Healing resulted as a response to faith. Cripple at Lystra. Acts chapter 14, verse 9. Healing also resulted as a reaction to vexation. Philippian slave girl. Acts chapter 16, verse 18. From the examples of the disciples, we learn that they were commissioned and sent by Jesus to the healing ministry. They understood their power and authority was from Christ. Prayer was part of their healing ministry, and they experienced both delayed and instantaneous results. Like Jesus, they experienced persecution because of their healing ministry. They used various methods of healing and dealt with a variety of diseases. Sometimes healing resulted because the sick took the initiative, friends took the initiative, or the apostles took the initiative. The disciples ministered to both groups and individuals. From the New Testament record, it is clear that miracles, healings, and deliverances did not end with the ministry of Jesus Christ. These signs followed them that believed. Healing and the Atonement. We want to consider one of the most important biblical references to healing in detail. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 to 5. Isaiah chapter 53 is a prophetic chapter referring to Jesus Christ. Verses 4 and 5 definitely link healing to the atonement of Jesus by his death on the cross. The only use of the word surely in this chapter, which is a word of emphasis, precedes this provision for our salvation and healing. Sin and sickness are Satan's twin evils. Salvation and healing are God's twin provisions for deliverance. Before Calvary, people were saved and healed by looking forward to it in faith. Afterwards, salvation and healing comes by looking back to it in faith. Disease and death entered by sin and are penalties for iniquity, so their remedy must be found in the atonement of Christ. Jesus bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases at the same time and in the same manner that he bore your sins, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. God laid both sin and sickness on Jesus in the same atonement. Peter speaks of salvation and healing as being an accomplished fact. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Since Jesus bore your sins, it must be God's will to save you when you come to him. Since he bore your sicknesses, it must also be his will to heal you when you come to him. The same God who forgives all your sin also heals all your diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalms 103, verses 2 to 3. The redemptive name Jehovah Tsidkenu reveals God's redemptive provision for your soul. The redemptive name Jehovah Rapha reveals his redemptive provision for your body. The word saved in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, is the same word used by Mark when he said, as many as touched him were made whole. The Greek word sozo used in these passages means salvation from sin and its penalty. Sickness is part of the penalty, so salvation is part of the atonement for sin. While the atonement of Christ has guaranteed the believer's final perfection, both physical and spiritual human imperfections continue. The believer continues to suffer attacks of sin and sickness. The ultimate benefits of Christ's atonement are yet to be revealed. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. The benefits of salvation to be revealed in eternity are those of physical and spiritual perfection. When Jesus died on the cross, did he take away your sins? Do you as a believer still battle against sin? The same is true of sickness. Jesus died for your sickness, but as long as you are in an imperfect world and Satan is not yet bound, you must also war against sickness. There is a past, present, and future tense of salvation. Past, you are saved from the penalty of sins committed in the past. Present, you are saved from the power of sin in the present. Future, you will be saved from the presence of sin in the future. Eternity. The same is true of healing. You are saved from the penalty of sickness for your sin. You can overcome the power of disease in the present time and be saved from the actual presence of disease in eternity. Since healing is a benefit of the atonement, you should accept Jesus not only as Savior, but also as healer. How can he keep you from sin if you have never accepted him as Savior? How can he keep you from sickness if you have never accepted him as healer? The commission to heal. Jesus commissioned his followers to preach and teach the gospel of the kingdom of God, and demonstrate its power by healing and deliverance. Study the following chart and look up each reference in your Bible. Sending of 12, Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 42, Mark chapter 6, verses 7 through 13, Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Sending of the 70, Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 24. Power to bind and loose, Matthew chapter 16, verses 17 through 19. Final commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 20, Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 53, Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. From the accounts of Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 42, Mark chapter 6, verses 7 through 13, and Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6, here is a combined list of the instructions given to the first 12 disciples commissioned. Go by twos. Go to Israel. Preach the kingdom message, including repentance. Heal the sick and cure all manner of diseases. Raise the dead. Cleanse lepers. Cast out demons. Do not wait to prepare clothes or money to go. Freely you have received, freely give. Power and authority was given over evil spirits and Satan. Luke chapter 9, verse 6 and Mark chapter 6, verses 12 to 13 records the results of their ministry. In Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 24, we read of the commissioning of the 70 disciples. The instructions given were, go your way. Their ministry was not restricted to Israel. They were to go to every city where he would come. Preach the message of the kingdom. Heal the sick. Do not wait to prepare clothes and money to go. They were given power to tread on serpents over all the power of the enemy, and nothing would hurt them. The results of their ministry are recorded in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, and the response of Jesus to it in Luke chapter 10, verses 18 to 20. The final commission of Jesus to his disciples is recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, Mark chapter 16, verses 16 to 20, known as the Great Commission, and Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. This commission is to be fulfilled by all believers. From the combined references, here is a summary of the instructions. Go ye and teach all nations into all the world, among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, to every living creature. Preach repentance and remission of sins in his name. Teach the gospel, then after conversion, teach converts to observe all things whatever Jesus commanded. Power for the task is promised. These signs will follow those who believe. Casting out devils, speaking in new tongues, taking up serpents without harm, drinking deadly things without harm, laying hands on the sick and they shall recover. Jesus will be with those who fulfill this commission. As a note from the Lulu Tree, Mark chapter 16, verses 16 through 20 is not recorded in the earliest manuscripts of the New Testament. And that includes these signs, casting out devils, speaking in new tongues, taking up serpents without harm, drinking deadly things without harm, laying hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Every true born-again believer should be involved in fulfilling this commission to reach all nations with the gospel of salvation, healing, and deliverance. The healing and deliverance ministry is not optional for the church. It is a vital part of the Great Commission. Keys to the Kingdom. In New Testament teachings, Jesus gave many truths or keys to understanding the kingdom of God. Three of these are vital in ministering and receiving healing. The first is that if your primary concern is with God's kingdom, all other necessary things, including healing, will be provided. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The second is that in order to receive, you must give. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. If you want to receive healing, begin to minister healing. As you give, you will receive. Abraham prayed for the barren wife of Abimelech, and she was healed despite the fact that his own wife, Sarah, was still barren. Later, Sarah conceived and bore Isaac. The third important principle is that nothing is impossible with God. And he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Luke chapter 18, verse 27.